to. Let's call up Lauren Rodriguez. Lauren is an actress.
So in actuality, this is a perfect spot for me because Merritt Beth's story just proves my story right. Thank you for that foresight, both of you, right there. So growing up like this, tall, and this young looking, I learned that I had two options, nerd or badass. Only two options for someone that looks like this. So the story that I wanted to tell today are the only three times that in my entire schooling career I have ever gotten in trouble. So we had talked a lot about doing like a Nerdalogs or like a Your Story's drinking game. So I'm just going to solidify that for this story. And it would have just worked so well for Mary Beth's story as well. So if at any point during the story you have the opinion that I was a nerd growing up, you can take one sip because we're nerds, right? So it could be your drink or like the drink of the person sitting next to you. They don't mind. It's fine. If you think that I'm acting like a badass during any of these stories, then you can take two sips of your drink because you're acting like a badass. Okay. All right. So these are the only three times that I've ever got in trouble, and try not to judge pass judgment too quickly because you never know if you're going to want to change. All right, so the first time was in sixth grade. I was in science class. Don't vote yet. In science class, it was the first time that they had given us, I had been looking forward to this lesson, all year. Don't vote yet. And they gave us these pieces that were kind of like, what is that game that you have to, Mousetrap. Where you have Mousetrap. And so the whole goal was to get this one metal ball to go from one side of the track to the other track, which was why I was in science class. It was like momentum lesson. So we were out in the hall. I felt so cool because all the other kids weren't there, and we were in the hall learning, don't vote yet. And me and my group of three were just on the ground trying to make this thing go. So it was right next to the end of the lesson. I had never not done anything the teacher had told me to do, don't vote. And so we were I had to make this metal ball go from one side to the other side. So the last time we're gonna try it, we're going okay, fine. So we make it go and it gets all the way close to the end and just doesn't quite make it to the other end of the track. And I just, this is the first time that I can remember thinking oh my God, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. We had one thing we had to do today and I couldn't do it. So I dropped the S-bomb so bad. It's really loud and it's kind of this slow motion memory in my mind that I'm on the ground and everyone's face just turns white and I just start turning around know what I'm gonna see, and sure enough, my teacher is standing right there, looking down on me, and I'm like, that's it. So of course, I had the best reaction to that, and I burst out in tears, instantaneous, tears. I never ever in my whole life ever gotten in trouble before. So I turn around, I'm crying, and sure enough, the bell rings. So not only have I not reached the one goal of the day, which has never happened, but I'm also gonna get written up for sure. So she pulls me out, and I'm just crying. She's do you know what you did? I'm yeah. She's do you know what's gonna happen? I'm yeah. So I'm crying, and then the bell rings, and now I'm worried because I'm late to my next period class. It's a whole thing. So I go into my next period class, and sure enough, I find out later that she didn't write me up because she would have been the teacher that would have written up the 4 foot tall at this point child who was in tears. So that was the first time. So go ahead and feel free to cast your vote.
Two sips,
one sip, all right, so jump to seventh grade, and I'm walking home with a group of friends, and we're behind this other group of older kids. They're eighth graders. So we're walking behind them, whatever, talking, and all of a sudden I notice that these eighth graders are throwing snowballs at the kids in front of them and just totally making fun of them and throwing these snowballs. So I realized at that point that I had a choice. could either let these kids like totally harass the other kids that are in front of them or do something about it. So being like the 4.5 foot tall, you know, like 2 pound person that I am, I thought like, okay, fuck this. Like, so, excuse me. I grabbed some snow. I know, I still can't cuss. I'm not good at it. I grabbed some snow and I blacked out at this point, but I just threw it. I threw the snowball as like hard as I physically could at this girl who seriously scares the shit out of me to this day. Still, like, I'm super scared. So I threw the snowball and she turns around and I'm like, like, yeah, what? I didn't do it. This person right now. So not having any street smarts at all, I allow us to get in front of these people that I have clearly just thrown the snowball at. And this was the first time out of two that I got jumped. So I'm like walking along, and this girl who is clearly twice the size of me, like just jumps on top of me. And so right before I literally blacked out because my head hit the pavement, I remember, it's okay guys, this is my time. I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm holding my flute. Like, it's gonna crack. And then I blacked out. So the first thing that I thought, so luckily we were walking home with like an older brother of one of my friends. So that was like okay, they didn't do anything else. But I like woke up and I like sat straight up and I was like, my flute, where's my flute? And I'm like looking around. And so luckily it was in its case, so don't worry. Don't worry, it's gonna be absolutely fine. So go ahead, cast your votes. You're a badass. One. Okay.
All right. That's a great record. Come on.
Two. Last time that I ever got in trouble was in band. And don't vote yet. I was drum major of my high school band. I know, guys. It's okay. And we were doing stretches at one point. So there's like a group of about like 50 or probably a little less kids kind of around me. And we're all like stretching. So I'm leading stretches. And it was the cuss word that like rang across the fake football field that we practiced on. So I turn around because I hear these two girls and they're about to fight. So obviously my first thought is like, let me put my body in between their bodies. And that seemed like a good idea at the time. So I like got in the middle and did this, which was obviously not effective because one of the girls was literally 3 times my size. Like she was just bigger in me in every dimension. So the minute I put my body in the middle of this, it was like every fear that I've ever had about a mosh pit and why I will never. Because it was just like a whole bunch of like girls going not at all wild in any good sense. It was just like like no one wanted to see that. So I had, again, a choice whether or not I was going to defend myself or not. And I remember thinking, like, look, I have drama after this. Like, I can't deal with it. So my tactic was I couldn't, like, go all the way down because I was afraid of for them. So I just did this, and I got the shit kicked out of me. So I just got punched and, like, totally just, like, not cool moment. So I kept waiting, like, for the teacher to come and save me. Like, surely the teacher is going to come and save me. And that moment never happened until, like, a while later. So I got sent home because I had the shit kicked out of me that day. But before I got sent home, that was the last time that I got sent to the principal's office because they had no, just, like, a zero policy. So if you were in a fight, you were going to get suspended. So once again, I was sitting there, like, just bawling. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna get suspended. I have drama after this. Like, go to rehearsal, like, what am I gonna do? So finally, like, it was the last time that my totally not having fun in any sense paid off for me because I had never gotten in trouble. I was in all honors classes and I had drama after that. So they did not suspend me. I was sent home, but then I still went to drama after. So that was okay. So feel free to catch your bones at this point. I think that looking back on it, to wrap up super quickly, I just really like this idea that I can be both of these things, even if it's only in my head, between being a nerd and a badass. And out of every single one of those situations, there was always somebody there to catch me. And growing up, I knew that's why I wanted to be a teacher, because it's so important for me now to be able to say that I'm the person that's there to catch the little 5-foot nerd in my class.